Where is all the sympathy for the 14 humans, fellow Christians, that were killed on a Russian train on Monday? Where are the Je suis Saint Petersburg memes? Where is P. Diddy and the usual Hollyweird wacko, heretic, apostate suspects standing in solidarity with the Russians? Where are they? Men in charge, please. Those people are communist. Memo, communism is not the rule of law in the Russian Federation these days. I don't want to, you know, I hate to rang on your USA, USA parades, but the Soviet Union is no more. I don't know if you people got the memo or not. I mean, even if the Soviet Union was still the pariah and a scourge that it was upon the Asian continent and the Western or Eastern European continent, that doesn't mean that all the people that lived in Russia or in various parts of the Soviet Union were part of the communist government. As a matter of fact, we have pretty good evidence and history now that that was not the case. So why wouldn't you pray for the souls that were lost on that train? This is a horrific, you got to see the pictures of this, a horrific and violent act that was perpetrated on this train. You know what the dude did? There was a bomb. I've got the story here from the London. You have to go to British newspapers to find the story with a search warrant. You can't find it if you're looking for the story of the Russian train bombing. You're not going to find it in American newspaper. It might be a little blurb on page A14 of the local fish wrap. But it's not like it was when the madman recently drove his car over a crowd of people in London and then killed five of them, including a police officer. We have this, I was reading this earlier. I read it yesterday. As a matter of fact, I changed my Facebook avatar to the Russian flag. You'll note that in today's pile of prep, the graphic images of the imperial Russian flag. Last flown, I'm guessing, shortly before the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. Here's a headline from the Daily Mail. Russia terror attack. 14 killed in St. Petersburg. By the by, who is St. Petersburg named for? Christian, Men are church, please. We don't have time to do that kind of thing. Look, they're not London. They're not English-speaking people. We only care about people that look like us. We only care to mourn people if they were perverts, pornographers, or homosexuals and were killed by terrorists. Then they've earned our sympathy. I'm going to read you the caption from one of the photographs in the Daily Mail story. Hang on, let me get to it here, because I saw it earlier, and said the customary eternal rest grant unto her, perpetual light shine upon her, may she rest in peace prayer. Here you go. Let me read this to you. Where's the sympathy for this woman? Well-known doll maker, Irina Medyenseva, 50, was among those killed in the bloodbath after an explosion ripped apart a carriage on the Underground Railway in St. Petersburg. She died saving her daughter.
Well, it met her church, but it was a Russian kid. She deserved to die.
Right.
You're pro-life too, aren't you?
Here's another one. Medyantseva threw herself over her daughter, Yelena, 29, and in doing so, saved her life, according to reports today. And then Yelena's picture with a black choker necklace and right with a in the red skirt. So, hold on. Also killed in the lethal shrapnel bomb in the city's metro was Dilbidi Aryeva, 20, from Azerbaijan, who died from injuries at a hospital after the terror attack. Not concerned about him, though, or her, though. She wasn't a practicing lesbian. Now, if she was, and the usual suspects find out, then they will rally to her cause. Maxim Adashev, 22, from Kazakhstan, was killed in an explosion. He was a regular visitor to St. Petersburg, and last year visited his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. Also wounded was 15-year-old Alexandra Ziabitskaya from Bernal in Siberia. She had been to the city on a sightseeing tour with her grandmother. Psychologist Nadezhda Sosedova narrowly escaped death as she dozed in the bomb-hit metro car in St. Petersburg. There's photograph after photograph after photograph of the deceased and those that survived. Now listen to this. Another bomb was supposed to go off, but the Russian cops found it and defused it before it could go off. It was filled with 10 pounds of ball bearings. You know what kind of damage that does? It was disguised as a fire extinguisher. That's a if you fill it with ball bearings, which is a favorite tool of the Mohammedan, of the Orthodox Muslim, because that's what they are. The Mohammedan Orthodox Muslim. The ball bearings act as bullets. It's the same thing as if you're being shot at close range by a .38 caliber slug, depending on the size of the ball bearing. And they act as bullets. Now, this one didn't go off, and the one that did go off was filled with nails and other metal implements. The point is this. Where is the sympathy? Are these people not worthy of being mourned as the English-speaking people in London were, as the French-speaking people after the Charlie Hebdo attack were, after the Nice, France attack were, after the Paris nightclub attack, after the attack on a well-known homosexual pickup club in Orlando? Remember all the mourning over that? Remember the outrage. I stand in solidarity with rainbow flags. Remember? Remember? Apparently, you have to be a pornographer. You have to be either A, English-speaking, or you have to be a pornographer or a homosexual in order to expect the prayers and sympathies of the American and rest of the Western world peoples if you're killed in a terrorist attack. Why is that? That's a question that we will continue to explore the rest of the day. there is a suspect now. Now, yesterday it was reported that was a bearded Muslim dude, Arab-looking Muslim guy. That guy turned himself in. He turns out, well, it doesn't appear. I don't have the latest news here, but I'll ask Eben, which he joins us later on today, that the first suspect is the guy that is the culprit. Now it is thought that Russian Akbarzhan Zhalevov, born in Kyrgyzstan, has been named by security service as suspected nail bomber. His home country has seen up to 500 join ISIS, and the Boston Marathon bombers were also from there. Here's the details. A horrific blast occurred between Sinaia, Ploshad, and Sadovaya train station in St. Petersburg, Russia. Ambulances raced to the scene of the carnage. At least 14 people have been killed. Nobody's claimed responsibility, blah, blah, blah. City transport buses have closed four stations. Our bosses have closed four stations after an anonymous warning of another attack. At least 14 people were murdered and 50 injured in the blast. And folks, if you go to the link that I put up there on the story, you'll see the photographs of the aftermath of the blast. As equally devastating and vicious as any prior terror attack. But yet, crickets can be heard chirping out there in the night. This morning, the city's transport, blah, 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 blah. Zhalivov's home country, Kyrgyzstan, which borders Kazakhstan and China and Central Asia, is predominantly Muslim and has seen up to 500 citizens travel to Syria to join ISIS. The Boston Marathon bombers, Jokar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, were also born there. It was the last of the Soviet republics to declare independence in 1991. Kyrgyzstan, a predominantly Muslim nation of 6 million, is a close political ally of the Kremlin and even hosts a Russian military base, we learned from the Daily Mail. But this morning it emerged that Zhalivov, that's the suspect, the man suspected of being behind the St. Petersburg massacre, was born in the Central Asian country. Despite initially issuing search warrants for two suspected terrorists, authorities believed the suspected bomber was behind the attack and also have intelligence to suggest that he planted a second explosive device disguised as a fire extinguisher. Security has been intensified around Russia. Thousands of policemen in FSB and civil clothes have been deployed in St. Petersburg shopping centers, railway stations, airports, and other areas with crowds of people. An FSB source said pictures of the terrorist were passed to border control and checkpoints in the region of Leningrad, Murmansk, Pskov, and the Republic of Karelia. These regions have borders with Finland, Norway, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And if you look at this on a map, St. Petersburg is in the northwestern part of the Russian Federation, near Finland, and I think that is that Norway up there? And so we should be able to get a pretty good Finland, Belarus is nearby, and well, Belarus would be the closest one, but it's in the northwestern part of Russia. Now, to get reporting on this, as I said, though, you have to go to the London, you have to go to the papers across the pond, as it were, or Russia Today. Why is that? Last Friday, or last Thursday on the program, we had I played some video clips for you, the audio from the video clips, of the latest sting operation from the Center for Medical Progress and David DeLayden, who has now been charged with 14 counts of invasion or intrusion of privacy by the California Attorney General. I got this story. Did I not print this out? This is from Jenna Ellis. California prosecutors don't have a case against Planned Parenthood whistleblowers. I played this for you on Friday, or on Thursday's show. And it's nothing short of amazing, folks. Nothing short of amazing. That the butchers at Planned Parenthood continue to get away and perpetrate what they're getting away with and perpetrating, which is trafficking in human baby body parts. But first, you have to kill the baby. First, you have to kill the baby. Then you can harvest the parts, and then you can traffic in them. And the latest sting operation brings into clear focus Delayden's latest videos. These people are caught on camera intimating that babies are delivered totally intact and sometimes alive. In other words, they survived the murderer's attempt to kill them in the womb. And then you have to be careful of who might be in the room before you can take the remaining action, because we don't want people to get upset that work for Planned Parenthood that might have to witness the out-of-the-womb killing of the child. Now, this isn't going on in the Russian Federation that we know of. This isn't going on in all the terrorist enclaves where we're allegedly at war with, or not declared to be at war with, but are currently in at war with or engaged with. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in California. It's happening in Colorado. It's happening in New York. It's happening in Pennsylvania. That's where Kermit Gosnell, that butcher, was from. It's happening in Kansas. It's happening all across the amber waves of baby carcasses. It shouldn't be a surprise, then, that the collective intelligence or the collective spiritual devotion of the American public is obsessed with puppies and the plight or plot of animals that we need to care for, and not on the dead in Russia or any other place that's not politically, or should I say diabolically, correct.